Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 8th day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Pebeis. Masechta Demai, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Chamishis. Our Mishnah continues to talk about taking Maisa from fruits of Demai, where there is a worry, perhaps some of them are tithed, some of them are not Maisa. And once again, you cannot take Maisa from those which are potter for some within chayiv or vice versa. Says the Mishnah, halakech min oni, if a person is buying from a poor person, a person who goes around knocking on doors getting food, v'chein ha'oni, or the poor person himself, shenosna lo proses pas, to whom they gave fruit, pieces of bread, o pilche devela, or they gave slices of pressed figs, and now he's thinking of taking maaser. He wants to take Maisa because of Demai. As we learned, we learned before by those who are the Gaboid Stocker, the charity collectors, they don't have to take Maisa or ask. They collect from everybody equally and they give out equally. Those who want to fix it up and those who want to take Maisa as a precaution, fine. So now the Oni wants to take Maisa, the poor person wants to take Maisa. How does he do it? It says the Mishnah Ma'aser Mikol Echad Ve'Echad. He has to, the poor person who gets these pieces, has to take Maisa from every piece individually. He has to take Maisa from every piece of bread, every slice of pressed fig individually. Why? And the same thing if a person buys from an Oni. If you buy from an Oni, the person has to do the same. And the reason is because it's possible that the gifts that he'd been given are coming from different people. And he might be taking from one slice that has been misered for another slice that is not misered. That's called midap truma alachiv. You can't do that, or vice versa. So he has to do each one individually. That's with pieces of bread or with slices of pressed figs. What about uvit morim uvigragris? Says the Mishnah, what happens if they gave the poor person, if they gave him dates or dried figs? Now, dates or dried figs are different. Boilel v'notel, says the Mishnah, you don't have to take separately, individually, maaser from each piece, from each dried fig. You can mix all of them together, v'notel, and simply take maaser from that mixture. Why? Because with dates and with dried figs, they tended to be much smaller pieces, and they're big in one big mixture. And therefore we say that in the maaser that he's separating from this mixture, there will be pieces which are chayiv and pieces that are not chayiv. And because they're so mixed well together, we say that he's probably taking from the chayiv ala chayiv and from the ptur ala ptur. He's doing the right thing. He's taking, if he picks up one to take maaser for something else, it'll be from the chayiv and the chayiv and ptur ala ptur, which is all right. Now, even though the halacha is that ein belila ela bedavar lach, true mixing can only be with liquids, like wine or oil. So how can you say that they're really properly mixed? Nevertheless, because it's Demai, the whole thing is a precaution anyway, because it's possible these things were tithed anyway. Therefore, the Chachamim were lenient, and they said that for this purpose, for the purpose of Demai, we will allow it to be considered mixed, even when it's Davar Yavesh, something dry. But they did not do this for the first case of our Mishnah, when you have pieces of bread or slices of pressed figs. They didn't do that, and that's because they're bigger, and they don't really mix well together. So therefore, the poor person who receives them, or someone who buys them from the poor person, has to take maaser individually each piece. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, clarifying the words of the Sefer, Amosai, when do we say you can mix them together in the case of the dates and the dried figs and take maaser? Bizman shamatonim ruba. That's when they give large gifts or large amounts. So therefore, it's when he mixes it together, you could say that in each piece that he's taking chayiv on the chayiv and ptur ala ptur. Avol bizman shamatonim u'atis, but if they're only giving small amounts, and then they're not equal, then you'll have someone giving small, some giving larger amounts. Ma'asim kol achad v'achad. Then even with the dates and the dried figs, you have to take maisa from each one. Because if you mix them together, then you could have someone's gift which was large in quantity mixing with someone's who was small in quantity, and then you could be taking from the then maybe you're taking from the roiv, from the majority on the miut, on the minority, and Belila mixing will not help in that situation. And you have to take Maisa from each one individually. The Rambam actually learns Pshat, Rabbi Yehuda, in a different way. He says, Emosai, when do we say in the Reisha, that in the Sefer, that you can mix them together? When the gifts are big, meaning when the Oni receives a large gift, then we say that he can rely on the mixing, because the chances are that someone who's generous enough to give a big gift would be generous enough possibly to take Maaser as well. We're not sure 100%, but we can be therefore more lenient and mix it together and separate Demai from Hola. But with a smaller gift, if it's a Mutanim Mu'atis, then there's more of a worry that the person who gave it, he did not take Maaser. He's not so extravagant. The small quantity of the gift itself perhaps attests to the fact that he's more miserly and he probably wouldn't have taken Maaser. And for that reason, Belila will not help, because we are worried he might take from the Demai Alavadai. He might be taken from the Petur Alachayv. Mishnah Vav. Halukech min asitoin, one who buys produce from the wholesaler. Person who buys from different field owners and sells it to shops in large quantities. And, as we learned earlier on, he has an exemption. He can sell the mai, and that's up to the buyer to take maisa. V'chozav alokech ben ushniya, and after buying from such a wholesaler, he buys again a second lot. He cannot take Maaser from the first lot for the second lot that he bought, or vice versa. Because since the wholesaler buys from different people, then therefore we say that he might be separating from the Petur Alachiv, or vice versa. Afilu Ma'oisa Hasuk. This is even if he's buying the same variety. Exactly the same variety that he's bought, that he bought before, so same basket or whatever. I feel the most, I mean, even if it's the same variety, it was brown wheat or white wheat, you should not take Maisa from one batch for the other. And finally, says the Mishnah, Ne'amon hasitoin lomer mishel echad heim. Sitoin, a wholesaler, is believed to say they come from one, that he bought them all from one man. If he says that, he's believed, and you can buy from him, and you take Maisa from the first lot that you bought for the second lot, or vice versa, because we trust him when he says that he bought it all from one supplier.